The not-so-dull thud at the bottom of the fiscal cliff is the sound of $43 billion in higher taxes for New Yorkers, says Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. And by his analysis, there's a loss of about $5 billion in federal funding over time for local and state governments.
It's coming at a time where we're just coming out of the recession. We're seeing more positive economic numbers than negative. We don't know what the impact of Hurricane Sandy is going to be.
The number of New Yorkers paying the alternative minimum tax would grow by eightfold with an average hit in excess of $5,000, says DiNapoli. But on Capitol Hill, he told this audience, they can roll up their sleeves and find common ground. From Midtown, Paul Bernane, WCBS 880 News.